Hello and welcome to GPTV on Tuesday the 9th of April. My name is Philip Kingston.
And I'm Darren Krongold.
Great to have you standing in.
Thank you.
As it always is, Gary's away, obviously on a holiday somewhere.
We don't know where.
You know, recharging his batteries because he doesn't keep up with us like he used to, does he?
He's getting old. We carry the team.
Yeah, it's pretty much, you know, the workers are working.
That's right.
And the holiday makers are making their holidays.
Exactly. Yep. Enjoying their holidays.
Good on you, Gary. Hopefully you're watching and hopefully that you will learn something. Darren, we had a busy weekend, although 14 auctions.
10 out of 14.
We sold 10 out of 14, but we had 14.
Yeah.
14's a big number for some agencies, but that's a fairly quiet weekend.
Yep.
71% clearance. What was the industry average?
That's 70.
So we smashed the industry average. Is that what you're saying?
You're saying 71 versus 70.
Go with the theme.
Smash.
Darren, you're at the coalface, and what a lot of viewers know about you is not only are you at a lot of our auctions, but you're also conducting a very large team at Open for Inspections. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the mood out there. March was huge.
March was massive.
You think about it, we build up at the end of
December,
at the end of each year. We build up for the new year. So March is always a big year. April, what's happening in April?
It's mixed. It's not mixed, but it's been Easter, so some properties it's not as busy as we saw in March, but it's still busy. Our weekend, our opens on our weekend, our team was very busy, I thought. And averaging about 8 or 10 groups through, so I thought that was good each day. And look, there's buyers out there, definitely, and there seems to be a lot of people trying to make offers before and trying to purchase properties before then going down the auction path, which we haven't seen for a while, so and we're starting to creep in again.
Let's talk about that, because offers before means that there's a bit of urgency in the market.
Yeah.
Now, you do a lot of business in that $2 to $5 million dollar space. Yep. Interesting to see we've had a run of sales in Caulfield North, Caulfield South, between kind of high twos and hedging up into the mid threes.
Yep. And some into the fours.
Yeah, yeah. So lots of activity there. We've had a run of those $3 million plus sales. Do you think that there is room for more of those sales coming through?
Yeah, there seems to be more buyers if we look at the build-up of buyers so far. So we've had about 7 or 9 properties in the threes, but I know there are another 4 or 5 buyers out there ready just to pound on them if they were in the market, and they're not. And we need these homes.
Is that what you're saying?
Put them on the market.
We need $3 to $3.5 million houses.
Yep.
So if you've got a $3 to $3.5 million house, or a $500,000 apartment, or a $10 million house, and everything in between, we need those as well. But your team specifically got a lot of underbidders. Your last sale, and whilst the price is undisclosed, it was sold before auction on Sunday, so sold before Silverly Grove was meant to go
to
auction.
And Maxwell sold before, and we had a flat in Elmer Road for just under $400,000 that sold before. So there is activity.
Yep.
So I had 3 properties on the weekend in our team that were all sold prior to auction. So
Excellent. So let's talk about some of the sales that we did make, because there's been some interesting sales. We sold number 23 Herbert Street in Albert Park. Now, you've got to love this, and our viewers on the show might be more used to us talking about properties of 500, 600, 700 square metres. This property in Herbert Street, which is now up on screen, sat on exactly 95 square metres. So if you want to know how much land you need to build a fabulous home, as little as 95 square metres in Albert Park.
I saw that on the message. I couldn't believe the size of the land.
So we had a really competitive auction. We didn't refer the bid. We announced that property on the market, and that property sold for $1,385,000. So that's what almost $1.4 million gets you in Albert Park. Darren, there are a number of sales made across the weekend that are undisclosed, but I wouldn't mind just talking through. This price was undisclosed, but sold in number 24A Cambia Grove. Great address, Cambia, isn't it?
Great address, great street. I love Cambia.
Yep. And that was a property where we had 2 people bidding for, but that was sold at an undisclosed price, but wonderful to get that sold. Another sale in North Caulfield, Darren, number 6 Helensley Road.
Yep.
Now, we passed that in an auction a few weeks ago.
Gorgeous home.
When a property does pass into an auction, most of our properties are sold within 2, 3 or 4 weeks, and that has now been sold in excess of $3 million, but the price on that is also undisclosed. We're seeing lots of activity out there in all price ranges.
Yeah, yeah.
If you had to say what's the hottest price range out there at the moment, what would be your indication?
I reckon around 3 million.
So that's for your team?
Yeah, my team. But between 2.8 and 3.2, I got plenty of buys that if I had the homes, we would be rolling them over very quickly.
Interesting to note, but across our group, because if you think about our group,
yeah,
we're selling properties anywhere from $500,000 sure, upwards.
Well, the other bracket, is the unit market between 1.2 and 1.5, even a little bit more, 1.3 to 1.6. Very strong, very lots of buyers, very competitive. We just need more of these villa units because they're so much fun to sell.
So April is an interesting month because we do have a lot of school holidays. We've got the Easter weekend that was taken out. Mm-hmm. So we're now, if you think about it, if somebody rings you today mm-hmm. and says, I'm ready to go, I want to put my house on the market, when are they going to the market now?
June
already. So we're
we're already past the first week of June. We're heading towards the middle of late June, and after that it's going to be August next.
So if you're thinking about a sale in 2024,
yeah,
we stand here in the second week yep. of April, mm-hmm. and we're already talking about mid to late
absolutely.
June.
Absolutely.
The year is just flying. Disappearing. A couple of things that I just wanted to note with you, because you mentioned this at the start. We've got good numbers going through
yes.
all of the properties. That together with property selling before auction, mm-hmm. high clearance mm-hmm. rates and good numbers going through mm-hmm. the opens, that's got to be the sign of
yeah,
a good market.
The market's in a good space as long as the pricing is right. Buyers are attracted to price and get hold of it. But if the price is right, the competition's there.
The one thing that I'm noticing, and I presume you're seeing this and tell me otherwise, but there's a lot of talk about the fact that buyers now know that at some point soon interest rates
yes.
are going to come down.
Yes.
So are you seeing that as a bit of a momentum and urgency
slowly
for
creeping,
buyers?
Slowly creeping in. And again, it's I think as we get later in the year, it's going to get a little bit more exciting.
Bring on that interest rate cut.
Please drop them quickly.
I don't even think that we need to drop them quickly now because buyers are talking about buying before interest rates
drop.
Yeah, but
it'll just create a better atmosphere and a feeling that buyers can have a little bit more room to borrow more, feel like they're not under pressure with the cost of living's gone through the roof. So it's a whole big factor. But I think once they drop them, people will feel like a bit of relief in their spending.
So there's the tip, viewers. When the interest rate drop comes, and everybody's saying that it will, when it does come, our prediction is the market will react really
yep.
quickly.
Yep.
So you've got, I don't know when the next interest rate cut is coming, but when it does, strap yourself in,
yep.
have a big breakfast
All
Saturday
big
and Sunday mornings.
Go buy some land, because when the interest rates come down,
they're going to
go up. The land's going to go up quicker than you think.
It's going to go off. Darren, we've got a big weekend coming up this weekend with 25 auctions. We're going to be busy both Saturday and Sunday. Let's jump in and have a look at what's coming
sure.
up this weekend. Darren, we kick off on Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. at 3 at 50 Osborne Avenue, Glen Iris.
Yeah, fabulous three-level townhouse, as new, and a double lock-up garage, three bedrooms. So good luck there.
I'm looking forward to that because that is a great location. I've got auction honours there. Also at 10:30, we've got apartment number 5 at 21 Redan Street in St Kilda.
Yes, fabulous one-bedroom apartment here and beautiful floorboards and been polished floorboards. So good luck there, guys.
Yes, Jeremy Rosen's got auction honours there on behalf of Daniel Michmacher. At 11:30, we've got home number 4 at 11A Kooyong Road. Joel Sir and your team are meeting me there to do the auction.
Yeah, this is a great townhouse and it's going really well. It's got beautiful floorboards, polished floorboards. The apartments attract some good interest.
So it's a three-story townhouse.
That's
isn't
right.
It?
Yep.
And that's
three to four bedrooms too.
Whilst it's called Kooyong Road, it actually faces Alma Road. So
mm-hmm.
interesting property that
Two
one.
And a half bathroom.
At 11:30, Gary's got auction honours. He'll be arriving fresh at that auction after his break. Number 50 Jasper Road, Bentley.
Yes, this is a great home, three bedrooms. Looks like it's a beautiful block of land of 751 square metres on a prime corner block. So good luck there.
Yeah, great property, that one. At 12:30, we've got two auctions. Number 4, Beltane Avenue, Brighton East. I'm going to be meeting Arlene Joffe. I've got auction honours there.
Yeah, this is a fabulous three-bedroom house on a large block of land of 664 square metres, and looks like a very comfortable home. So good luck there.
Well, a beautiful home and lots of land there. At 12:30, we've got 201 at 405 Nearham Road, Carnegie, where Graham Callan is going to be the auctioneer.
Yeah, fabulous two-bedroom apartment. So good luck to that. It looks like a nice big terrace there on the balcony.
1:30, we've got two auctions. We've got apartment number 2 at 8 Williams Road, Paran. Daniel Peer meets Gary Peer there.
Right, yeah, fabulous one-bedroom apartment. Looks like a very good size with a large courtyard, and looks like lots of car space.
Courtyard gardens are yeah. in demand. We've got apartment number 10 at 38 Mitford Street, Elwood, also at 1:30. Joel Sir and Jeremy Rosen's combining for Poets Corner. If you don't mind, I'm going to talk about that one.
Oh, that
is an
block.
Absolutely famous yep. block. Beautiful architecture. It's got some real history there. That's a building that so many people just buy there because they fall in love with the exterior. Yeah. But the interior of that apartment is just beautiful. We've got apartment number 101 at 41 Murrumbina Road, Murrumbina. Graham Callan is there again.
Fabulous apartment with two bedrooms, two bathrooms and one car spot. And it looks like it's got a nice big terrace.
And that's all part of the Murrumbina Groove, which we love. Apartment number 11 at 125 Cambrook Road, Caulfield North, is also at 230.
Yeah, know this block. We've sold a few in the time. This is a two-bedroom, one bathroom, and it's a fabulous apartment. They've always been good, nice and solid brick.
Great location block. There. You've got everything on your doorstep, including the new redevelopment yes. of the racecourse and that shopping centre that is there, which yeah. is great. That caps up a very busy Saturday, Darren.
It is busy.
Let's jump into our Sunday, where we're going to have a very busy Sunday as well.
Yep.
First up, at 10:30, we've got two auctions. Apartment number 3 at 637 Inkerman Road. Sally Zellman is going to be meeting Gary Peer there for that auction.
Yeah.
That looks like an incredible apartment.
It is. It is a fabulous. It's a large, large apartment. Three bedroom, one bathroom, one car spot. But it's got huge living spaces, and I'm sure it'll go well.
Yeah, well, look at all of those period yeah. features there. It's absolutely beautiful. At 10:30, we've also got villa number 2 at 21 to 23 Newland Street, Caulfield. Aviv Samuel meets his brother Lior, who's going to do the auction. We love these villas.
Yeah, well, again, I said that earlier. The villas are on fire. A two-bedroom, one bathroom, one car spot. They're fabulous to sell at the moment. So good luck, guys.
At 11:30, we've got two auctions. Apartment number 6 at 41 Narong Road, where we have Gary doing the auction. Good to see that he's out and about.
Yes, nice apartment here. Three bedrooms, one bathroom, one car spot. Looks like a fabulous size, modern kitchen. So good luck, guys.
We're going to be busy at 12:30 with two auctions. I've got auction honours at number 315 Glenira Road, Caulfield North. That looks like a fabulous home.
Yeah, it's actually been a fabulous campaign. This is in my team. And this is a fabulous home, north-facing, not far from the corner of Kooyong. It's got a lot of bedroom accommodation. It's got lovely entertaining areas. And it's been really, really received well in the market. So we hope to go really well for our vendors.
As it should. We've sold that home before, and it's a really beautiful family
yeah,
home.
Yeah, got 5 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, and 3 or 4 car spots. So it's great.
At 12:30, we've also got home number 2 at 1 Linlithgow Avenue, which is a great address in Caulfield North. Arlene is meeting Gary there, 12:30 auction.
Yeah, this is a really beautiful apartment with a courtyard garden, two bedroom, one bathroom, one car spot. Know the block. Good luck.
Very generous in size, that property. At 1:30, we've got three auctions. We've got apartment number 7 at 388 Dandenong Road. Daniel Peer and Gary Peer are doing that.
Okay, nice big apartment here with two bedrooms, two bathrooms and one car spot.
Also at 1:30, we've got home number 2 at 450 Hawthorne Road, which your team has been handling. Mm. And I've got auction honours. How fabulous is this home?
This home is gorgeous, and it's actually a town residence on its own compact block. Unbelievable style inside. It's 4 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, 2 car spots. It's actually got 3 or 4. It's just beautiful, and we look forward to see how we go on the weekend.
I did the video tour there, Darren. I absolutely love
yep.
that property.
Yep.
We move on at 1:30 to home number 2 at 8 Newland Street. Dizzy Wang meeting Lior Samuel.
Here's another villa unit, guys. 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 2 car spots. Like I say, they're very popular. It should go well.
We've got two auctions at 2:30. I've got auction honours with Daniel Fisher and your team at number 4 Albany Court in Caulfield North, which a bit of a secret location. Yeah. Tell us about that home.
I love this street. It's nice and quiet in North Caulfield. It's a cul-de-sac. It's a beautiful home. It's got 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 2 car spot. It's just it's that 60s style, which is really sought after.
Arlene's having a busy weekend because she's meeting Gary at 3 at 37 Milby Avenue in St Kilda East, which is a top spot.
Yeah, and a fabulous apartment, 2 bedroom, 1 bathroom, 1 car spot.
We have an auction at 3:30 of the most incredible 1960s home, which we absolutely adore. I'm going to talk about this one, Darren. This is number 4 Morris Street in Caulfield North. This is really the most stunning home. 5 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, plenty of off-street car parking,
large land,
a double lock-up garage at the rear, 807 square metres, livable today. But if you invested some money and some expertise into this home, it would be the most incredible home at the end. At 4:30, if not sold before, we have the most incredible property in Caulfield. This is 9 to 11 Cranham Street, Caulfield, which is a home that is spread out over a double block.
Yeah, so we've got unbelievable garden.
The most incredible family home together with 2 lock-up garages, swimming pool, and one of the best gardens you will ever see. So
botanical
absolutely
gardens.
Extraordinary.
Yes.
I want to talk with you, Darren, about 2 feature properties that we've got that are coming up. I know that you've been intimately involved with number 52 York Street.
Yes.
Talk us through this property.
Beautiful, brand new home, 5 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms, 4 car spots, beautiful, good-sized block of land, large garden. It's been received well.
And it's virtually brand new. We've also got number 143 Hawthorne Road, Caulfield North, which is a lovely period home just down from Baker Blue, which is a bit of a plug for some of the best bread you'll ever eat in your life. But this is Hawthorne Road, a beautiful period home, good parcel of land, lots of opportunity either to restore the house, keep it as an investment, or redevelop subject to council approval. That is a fabulous property. Darren, busy week.
Yes.
Whilst April might be quieter, we're already busy working on our June properties.
Yes, so, and well into May.
yeah, absolutely. Well, a lot of the properties that we're going to open this coming weekend are our May auctions. So
That's
if you are planning a sale in 2024, you need to be talking to us now. Busy across all price ranges. We're excited about this year. We're excited about the fact that the market is moving. Lots of things happening. Get in before the first interest rate cut, which is probably around the corner. I'm Philip Kingston. Thanks for watching.
I'm Darren Krongold. Have a great week.